The reading this morning is Psalm 133. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore.
The reading is from John chapter 17, verses 20 to 26. Jesus prays for all believers. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me. They may also be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, to see my glory, the glory you have given me, because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known, in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them.
Hello there. Welcome to today's service. My name is Patrick. I'm the curate here at Christ the King. You are most welcome. What are you missing the most about being in this third period of lockdown? Well, for many, it's the ability to be close to those who we love outside of our family bubbles. Perhaps friends. We're not able to meet school friends. We're not able to meet friends from work. Socialising looks very, very different. Those who play grassroots team sports can't meet. And perhaps for us all, not being able to meet in the church building to be alongside each other when we worship is right up there on the list of things that we miss. So it's perhaps even more important during these times that we do seek ways that we can get alongside each other in different ways. Today we'll be looking at getting closer in our connections with one another. It's the second part of the church's mission statement, Robin Packed Deeper, last week. So let's have a look now at some examples of how we currently do this as a church. This was an interview on Zoom that was filmed this week with Jill from Love in Action, with Richard and Claire, who are Roots Group leaders, and with Dan, who's exploring his faith through the Men's Edge group and through the current Men's Alpha course. So let's see how they are seeking to be alongside others. Let's have a look at it now. Hi, yeah, so I'm with Jill and with Richard and Claire and with Dan. And we are just going to talk about what being closer in our connections with each other means in terms of fellowship. So Jill's going to talk a little bit in a moment about Love in Action, and Claire and Richard's going to talk a little bit about what being in a roots group means in terms of our connections with each other, and Dan's going to talk about the Men's Edge group and the Men's Alpha course. So Jill, so what does being closer to each other really mean for you, just in terms of the work of Love in Action?
Certainly at the moment, it's about keeping connections going, keeping people that we know are isolating on their own. But also yesterday, just sent a text message to someone and the person came back and said, life without fellowship is hard. And she was talking about physical fellowship, being in the building, being part of a roots group. And so from Love in Action's point of view, it's trying to make sure that people aren't being missed and that we, if we're out on a walk, we go past someone's house that we know lives on their own, just knocking and just saying, hi, you're all right, everything okay, Obviously, you can't go in, you can't have a cup of tea anymore, but you can at least still show people that we're there and keep that going. And during this time as well, if we know some people are feeling low, we'll knock a bunch of flowers, a box of chocolates, and just keeping in touch and asking people as well to let us know if they've got neighbours that are in the same boat. And we've been up and passed on cakes and boxes of chocolates just to let people know that there is someone out there that cares about them.
Thank you, Jill. Yeah, so really, from your point of view, from Love and Action's point of view, connection with others has got a very loving, practical meaning, really, you know, with gifts and help with food and things like that.
That's where Love and Action comes from, yeah. Being there for other people, showing love to other people by loving actions, really.
That's brilliant, Jill. Thank you. Claire and Richard, tell us a bit about Roots Groups.
Well, our Roots Group meets together every week, and we meet to study the Bible, and we meet to pray for each other and take care of each other. And I think we absolutely love our Roots Group. We love the people in our Roots Group. We've built up strong relationships over a period of time and been through some really difficult times together and become very close because of that. So it's lovely to have a close group of people in such a big church with whom you do life.
And also it's the thing about the Roots Groups is because they're kind of like literally roots, and they're moving out from the church into different areas all the time. And our Roots Group has been going pretty much from the start and has multiplied several times. Mm. So in that time, we've made other friendships and relationships, and we're still in a position at the moment where we can keep those up, even though we're not meeting all together in the church.
Yeah, I mean, that's really essential, isn't it, in these times when we can't meet in person, to continue to meet via Zoom. And is that what you're doing with your Roots Group at the moment?
At the moment, we're actually meeting every other week on Zoom, just because of the demands on people's time. And also people get a bit zoomed out after a while.
Sure.
But we have a WhatsApp group. So we can keep in touch on that, and obviously people are in touch other ways.
Great.
So it's about just using everything that's available to us while we can't actually physically meet up.
I guess it's fair to say connections with others for you involves quite a high degree of regular contact then, really, as you draw closer to one
yes,
another.
And it's very good having a WhatsApp group, because somebody can just put something on there like, I'm struggling with this. Everybody understands that it's confidential. Or recently, for example, I wasn't very well, and straight away somebody was offering to make a dinner for our family, which is just great, isn't it? Or people just looking out for each other, and encouraging each other. I mean, it's not perfect, but we do love them.
Brilliant. Well, you know what? Actually, the word love is something I wanted to come back to in just a moment. But thank you, Richard and Claire. Dan, so a lot of the church may not know you. So just to start off by introducing yourself, if you could.
Yeah, no problem, Patrick. Thanks for asking me to come and do this, mate.
It's a pleasure.
I'm Dan. I live on Deeble Road. I've been in and out of the church now quite a few times. I'm in and then I leave and I'm out. I'm in and I'm out, you know, doing the okie dokie. You know, around about a few months ago, I went back to the church, just drawn back to the church, you know.
Right.
And I met Patrick at the church, and showed me a lot of love, you know. Someone spoke to me. It can be very daunting going back to church, but I feel like I'm not supposed to be there and stuff like that. Fear gets me, and it's a bit of a big deal for myself. But yeah, Patrick just showed me a little bit of love, and you know, we got in contact with myself and introduced me to the Edge group. I've been meeting up with a few other gentlemen in the men's group, and yeah, it's been good. You know, it's before, you know, I was just, because I was in and out all the time, and when you start getting people with these little connections you make in the church, you know, it's kept me inside, you know, with what's going on in the church and stuff. And yeah, from that, I've started the Alpha course. I've managed to do everyone this time. You know, I haven't scarred off any. You know, I've done everyone.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, yeah, it's, you know, it's been absolutely brilliant, you know.
So what does it, if you had to just sum it up in a word or two, Dan, what does it mean to you then, these early connections that you've had with the church, initially through going, but also through sort of meeting men in the Edge and the Men's Alpha group? Well, what does it mean for you in a few words?
It means a lot. It means so much. You know, I started a spiritual journey quite a while ago, and you know, I had a lot of obvious sins going around in my life, drink and narcotic and stuff like that. You know, and it's helped me unravel some things, you know, about the gospel and learning more about Jesus. You know, it's been very eye opening, very helpful, and I just really appreciate it. Really, yeah.
That's great, Dan. Thank you. And you know, thank you. I feel really blessed that you said I showed you some love. So I'm really touched. Honestly, to everybody watching this, that's not a script, and the check definitely is not in the post, Dan. But yeah, look, I think to listen to Jill, Claire, Richard, and Dan talk as we sort of endeavour to come closer to each other through our connections. I think the one word that we really come up with is love, isn't it? And what we're going to just go into now in the next part of the sermon is just unpacking the prayer that Jesus did for the disciples, and where he talks about love quite a bit. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Richard. And thank you, Dan, for agreeing to do that. It's really good to see how we are seeking to be closer to one another here at CTK. Thanks very much indeed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may I speak in your name as the Father, your name as the Son, and in your name as the Holy Spirit. Amen. It was really good to see the PCC read the psalm. Even though we can't meet in one, it's great to be alongside one another and to be closer to one another through the reading of scripture. So that was really good. The second part of the psalm talks about the anointing oil running down the head of Aaron through his beard onto the collar of his robe. And for me, that's quite significant. No, not because I'm no stranger to beard oil, not because of that, of course, but because the anointing oil doesn't stay in one place. So God's anointing does not stay in one place. It's fluid. It's available to all. And that's very reassuring to know. It's also important to have a look at verse 1. It's very significant, verse 1, for our message today. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. How can we live up to this ideal? How can we give depth and reality to living together in unity, as the psalmist says? Yes, together in unity as a church here at CTK, but also, and perhaps more important, in seeking those who we want to be unified with. And that, of course, is everyone. We've got some examples that we've already seen. We have Alpha, but we've done things like the estate carols around the Eyes Lodge just before Christmas time. Love in Action. We can pick up the phone. We can message others. We can write a card. We can go for a one-to-one walk. These are all ways that we can get closer with others. But how can we get closer in our connections with one another and others according to today's scripture? Well, it's a good place to go as we look at Jesus's prayer for believers. So looking at this, we must continue to meet. We must continue to meet. As we've heard from Claire and Richard, they continue to get involved with roots groups via Zoom. We can continue to get involved with prayer groups, with the coffee on Zoom after this service, and of course with the service itself. We have that available to us every week. Why is this important? Why is it important to get closer through these things? Well, in verse 26, Jesus says he has made himself known to us. He will continue to make himself known and make his Father known to us. That's why it's important to continue to meet, to continue to study, to continue to pray, to continue to worship. It's through these things that we will continue to be known. It's through these things that he will continue to be known to us. And this is essential, of course, all the time, but particularly in these times. Number two, we must love like Jesus loved. One way is through the example of like love in action, as Jill explained, remembering that we are all made in the image and likeness of God. We are all made in the image and likeness of God. Remembering the words of Jesus, love your neighbour as yourself. And if we love each other like Jesus loved us in verse 23, then the world will know that you sent me and I have loved them even as you have loved me. Michael Volland in his book Fresh says this about inviting people along to church. If I know someone loves me, I will go along to almost anything with them. And if when I get there, I meet others who clearly love each other and welcome me in love, I'll stick around. Love is, of course, essential as we seek to get closer to each other. Number three, we must observe those who give wise counsel. We must take good advice from godly people. Who have you got who fits into that role? Who can you go to who leads a godly life and who leads by example? So as we connect with these people, with others, it's important to follow godly advice. Why? Because in verse 25, it's explained to us that worldly ways are not God's ways. Jesus says, righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know you that you have sent me. I know you, and they know that you have sent me. Follow godly advice, not worldly advice. Number four, we must seek others. Why should we do this? Well, in verse 20, Jesus' prayer is not for us alone. It's also for those who believe in him through our message. Who does God want you to engage with? Who will come to faith through your message? How can we help those who are willing to explore? And we've seen an example of that with Dan today. What can we give people or show people to help them explore? Our men's groups, our roots groups, Alpha, carols, our prayer groups. How can we show the love of Jesus through what we do? We must seek others. Number five, we must endure. Verse 24 talks about God loved his son before the creation of the world. Jesus prays for his disciples and for all future generations of Christians. He prays that we may see his glory as Lord and accept this glory as the one who is qualified to judge the world. The Apostle Peter, when talking about time, puts it like this. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. So with this very much on our minds, we must endure our current circumstances. We must remain patient, and we should seek to inform others whilst there is still time. And we must remember the well-being of others. We must remember the well-being of others. Jesus prays for all believers so that the world in turn may believe. Ours and the world's well-being is best served when placed in the loving arms of Jesus. In verse 23, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and I have loved them even as you have loved me. Our well-being centres on love. To go deeper in our connections with one another, with our connections with those who search, centres on love. In love we care and minister to all in need. Through this love we can be in complete unity, and through this love for one another the world will know the love of Jesus. So what's the big idea? Well, when we are closer to each other, we should be closer to others. When we are closer to each other, we should be also closer to others. As we continue to meet, as we love like Jesus loved, as we observe wise counsel, as we seek others, as we endure difficult times, and as we remember the well-being of others who we seek to connect with. Closer in our connections with one another, closer to those who we seek, and as close as we can get to the love of Jesus. Amen.